news read by Apu Kapak. The government today issued notification to conduct the census. The notification issued by the Home Ministry said that the reference date for the census shall be 1st March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the United Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. For these areas, the reference date shall be 1st October 2026. The census will be conducted in two phases. The phase one is house listing operation in which the housing conditions, assets and amenities of each household will be collected. In the second phase, which is population enumeration, the demographic, socio-economic, cultural and other details of every person in each household will be collected. In this census, caste enumeration will also be done. For census activities, about 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will be deployed. The ensuing census will be conducted through digital means using mobile applications. On the second day of his historic visit to Cyprus, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a ceremonial welcome at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia. He held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulidis, during which the President conferred upon him the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of the Republic of Cyprus. The recognition added to the growing list of international accolades received by the Prime Minister. Expressing his gratitude, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the honor was not just for him but for the 1.4 billion people of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked state relief commissioners to prepare district disaster management plan for each district in the next 90 days. Addressing the conference of the relief commissioners of states and union territories and the disaster response forces in New Delhi today, Shah said to respond disasters, it is important to have disaster management plan at district level. He said, government is moving ahead with zero casualty approach while approaching to disasters. He said, without environmental conservation, it's not possible to escape from disaster 100%.
पर्यावरण के संरक्षण के बगैर शत प्रतिशत आपदा से बचना असंभव है। अगर हम पर्यावरण की चिंता नहीं करेंगे तो आपदाओं को रोक नहीं। हम आपदा से बचाव की योजना बना रहे हैं, साथ में आपदा ही न आए ऐसी योजना भी बनाने के लिए आगे बढ़ना पड़ेगा और मैं मानता हूं कि हर राज्य के राहत कमिश्नर ने इसके लिए भी अपने राज्य का एक कार्यक्रम कम से कम तैयार करवाना चाहिए जिससे आपदा आए ही नहीं।
Shah said, due to climate change and global warming, the world is worried about disasters. Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh, has secured the 13th position among all central universities in India and ranked number one in Northeast India. In the prestigious Indian Institutional Ranking Framework, IIRF 2025, this marks the second consecutive year RGU has topped the Northeast. The IIRF evaluates institutions on teaching, research, industry linkages, placements and international outlook. With this milestone, RGU has strengthened its position as a hub of academic excellence and a leader in higher education in the region. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has congratulated the premier institution. He said, its dedication is shaping a brighter future for Arunachal Pradesh and the entire Northeast. He said, the university's focus on research, innovation and teaching standards continues to set benchmarks. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that in a short span of time, Arunachal Pradesh has achieved what once seemed impossible in the field of air connectivity. In a social media post, he said that today Arunachal has seamless air connectivity across the state. He said, the Greenfield Donipolo Airport is putting the state in the national aviation map with licensed all-weather operations and boosting trade and logistics. He mentioned that Pasighat, Tezu and Zero are now connected with commercial flights. He also added that there are 8 operational advanced landing grounds in the state and 4 are proposed. He said, all this has been possible due to the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the unwavering support from the central government. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.